Welcome to the EFM Morning Brief podcast. Thanks for joining us again, especially on a Saturday morning. It's a packed day ahead. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm thrilled to be joined again this year by Elsa Kasasi, who is Variety's Executive Editor of International. Elsa, thanks for coming back.
Hello, I'm very pleased to be back.
And what would you say is, I know we're only a few days into this festival, but what would you say the mood on the ground is from people you're talking to?
So I feel like the mood is very optimistic when I talk to buyers and sellers. The festival itself got a great kickoff with this Afghan romantic comedy, No Good Man. And, you know, I think it really surprised people. And it's really the spirit that Trisha is trying to bring to the Berlinale. Yeah, everyone is in good spirits, looking forward to discovering some exciting projects at the market. And also, you know, lots of movies in competition that don't have distribution in place. So lots of potential there.
Great. And yeah, I read your article the other day about the Michelle Yeoh. I think she was a very glamorous addition to opening night too, wasn't she?
Oh my God. Yes, she was perfect for opening night and Tilda Swinton. The bar was already really high after last year's opening night, but Michelle Yeoh was like, she really moved us so much. I mean, she actually moved me to tears when she talked about her father, who would be proud to see her on stage. And, you know, she's very inspiring. And I think also it's like she's got this spirit that Trisha has, like a fighty spirit, which I love. And she was really perfect on opening night. And I thought that also Sean Baker made a beautiful, beautiful tribute to her. And it was just perfect, a perfect celebration of independent cinema and movie going and also resilience, you know, in dark times and coming together. I thought that was perfect.
And yesterday I was actually talking to an industry friend who was praising Trisha's speech. And I have to say, in the decades I've been going to film festivals, nobody's ever said that was a good speech. But yeah, Trisha brought a bit of her own glamour and important things to say the other night. So strong opening for sure.
Yeah, Trisha, I think she also set the spirit by dancing on the red carpet as she arrived. You know, that was kind of cool. I've never seen a director of a festival dancing on the red carpet on opening night. So that was cool.
Great. Elsa, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
I think you were telling me that there seem to be loves in the air, not just, you know, at the parties tonight, but what about love stories? Do you think they're doing well at this festival, or are we seeing lots in the market?
Well, in addition to the opening night film, which was a romantic comedy, there are a number of star-driven love stories in the market. And I think it's really interesting that romantic movies, all kinds of romance, even horror romances, are hitting the market. And it's a good departure from genre projects, like strict genre projects like thrillers and body horror. You know, it's nice to see a bit of love. So they're a bunch of them in the market, like Todd Haynes' queer love story, Dan De Noche, which is going to star Pedro Pascal and Dani Ramirez. And there is also Emily Mortimer's directorial debut, Dennis, starring Alison Oliver. You also have The 12 Dates of Christmas with Lucy Hale and Next Life, which is going to star Emilia Clarke and Edgar Ramirez. So, you know, it's really nice to see those movies in the market.
Audiences love them. I'm so happy to hear all of that. And love comes in all forms. And yeah, I think the whole industry is really cheering Todd Haynes to be able to reboot that project that had fallen apart. And, you know, well done to his producers, including Christine Vachon, our friend, that takes some gumption and some guts to reboot it. So well done.
Yeah. And thanks to a French company, Applaud NK2, which came on board to co-finance and co-produce the movie. So it's really great.
Oh, fantastic. Good news stories. Love is in the air. Go check out buyers, audiences want to see these love stories in all shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. Anything in particular that Variety's been writing about? Obviously, I know all of the trade journalists, you never have that much time to watch all the films. But are there some buzzy festival films you're hearing about or you might have already had a sneak preview of?
Yes, I've seen a few of them. But the one that I really want to see is Josephine, which was at Sundance and won 2 prizes. And I really cannot wait to see that movie. And actually, I'm going to be interviewing the producer, David Kaplan, in a couple of days for a fireside chat. So I'm very excited to talk to him about how he made this movie and financed it. And this movie also doesn't have US distribution so far. So I'm looking to break that deal very soon. I think that one of the trends that we're observing is the fact that more and more Hollywood actors are willing to star in European movies, working with European filmmakers. And one of them that I really look forward to seeing is a movie At the Sea, which is directed by the Hungarian filmmaker Cornel Mondrusco. And it's MK2 again. And we're going to see Amy Adams in a very demanding role as a woman rebuilding her identity. And I really look forward to seeing that. That's on my list for sure.
Great. One certainly on my list that I've had a little sneak at some of it is Nightborn, Hannah Bergholm's in a competition. This is her second feature. Her first feature, Hatching, was just so special and really announced her as a new voice. That sold in 75 territories after it launched at Sundance 2022. So Goodfellas and Anonymous Content are working on Nightborn. And I love that Trisha and her team put this genre film into the main competition. I think that is so smart.
Yes.
This is smart genre. It's a feminist angle, but there's still enough blood probably to keep the midnight crowd happy.
Yes.
And Hannah's working in the English language. One of the actors is Rupert Grint, Ron Weasley to you and me. Yes. So I think that one's going to get a lot of attention. You could take your Valentine tonight. I think it's a late night screening tonight of Nightborn.
And there is also The Moment, the Charlie XCX movie, which I look forward to seeing. That's going to be a big event. Speaking of another movie that I want to see is Isabelle Huppert in The Blood Countess by Ulrich Oettinger. I really, that movie I definitely want to see because Isabelle Huppert is one of my favorite actresses. And I think she's going to be brilliant in a role of a vampire, for sure. And a movie that I saw and I invite everyone to see is Dao by Alain Gomis. And it's his big comeback to the Berlinale competition after Félicité won the Silver Beer 9 years ago. So it's really exciting to see him returning to the Berlinale. And it's, a beautiful movie. It's long, but I think it's really worth watching, definitely.
Great. There's so many more movies we could talk about, but that just gives us a little wetting the whistle of so many great films that are going to be kicking off in this festival soon. So thank you, Elsa, for coming to tell us about the mood here, some of the industry news, and of course, some of the films. We can't forget the films.
I just want to mention that I've rarely seen so many parties organized. It's insane. Like every night, there are like 4 parties. So I think, Berlinale is really back and everyone is ready to party.
I thought the party era was over. Maybe that's just me needing to be in bed with my herbal tea. But that's really exciting. Yeah, the industry's excited to be back together in person and wonderful. Thanks, Elsa.
Thank you.
So it's a weekend out there in the real world, but here at the EFM, it is, of course, one of the busiest days. So let's have a great Saturday. Here are a few highlights to mention. As part of the Spotlight on Morocco, there is a session at 3 p.m. in Cinemobile looking at 6 projects in development. For the first time, EFM will host a live podcast recording entitled The Claim, Smart Audience Insights by Publicum. There are 2 sessions of that today at 4 and 4:30 at Cafe Connect. At 5 p.m. in Gropius Bal Cinema, yet another cool new initiative, EFM Frontiers Focus will present 5 bold genre projects. That's, of course, in collaboration with Fantasia Film Festival. For a look eastward, don't miss AFAN Spotlight, the pulsating energy of the Asian film markets, at 10 a.m. in the conference lounge. Also at 10 a.m., over the Documentation Center, you can get the true Berlin experience by sitting in on a curated showcase from 8 German animation studios. Doc Salon enters its second day. Start your day right with their weekend Doc Salon breakfast, today hosted by the Doc Alliance Festival Network. And then following that at 10:30, there is a roundtable and more activity throughout the day. Another recommendation is a noon event hosted by the Hollywood Reporter Scott Roxborough. That's in the event hall. It's entitled How Indie Animation Can Claim a Seat at the Table. And then later at 4 p.m., more animation with the award-winning Fritzi's Journey team. That's in Cafe Connect, and that is in collaboration with Doc Leipzig. I'll be back on stage at 1:45 today, hosting an in-depth talk with WME Independence Alex Walton. Come find out all about packaging and finance and what's working in the market. Today's Inside Scoop at the Producers Hub starts at 10 a.m. when Iava explores whether AI needs you more than you need it. Let's see. In the afternoon, producers can find out about world building across media at 3 p.m. and then learn about games engines at 4:30 p.m. And we can't forget one of the most important industry programs here at the Berlinale. It is the co-production market. It starts officially at 9:30 this morning, followed by a co-production case study on the Panorama title Narciso. That is a 7-country Latin American and European co-production. Need to know more about that. Okay, that is a lot going on. I hope you find something in that list to educate yourself or inspire you or to find somebody interesting to talk to. Thanks for starting your morning with us today, and we'll be back again tomorrow.